thank you for being in the house of prayer. Amen. We thank God for being everything. He said every praise. How many praises belong to our God?
Every praise.
All right. Let's have them, y'all. Amen. How many praises belong to our God?
Every
praise. Belongs to our God. Truly blessed the Lord. We thank God today. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for our visitors, our friends. Amen. That are here. I forgot to mention, we also have to keep Sister Evangelist Warmfield in prayer. She's not feeling well. That's why she's not here. So we're going to keep her in prayer. And we're going to keep, as we said, the Rivera and Cruz family and the extended family in prayer. Amen. So God is a keeper. Oh, yes. And Pastor Gilmore also. His sister-in-law was hit by a car. And they worked on her feverishly trying to resuscitate her. They weren't able to do it, so we're going to keep them in prayer. Amen. God, there's so much happening all over. We need to just start counting our blessings and naming them one by one. So we thank God for my wife. Bless her for life, health, and strength. And we thank God for all. Give yourselves a hand, praise. Amen. I'm not too comfortable with a quiet church. All right? Amen. The Bible says, let the Redeemer of the Lord
say so.
For our scripture reading, which will be coming from the 118th division of Psalms. Amen. I prepared a message for what the praise team was singing, God changed it. So if it's a good message, well, it's going to be an all right message. Because God will give us something unless there's a need. Amen. So, but as I said, as the praise team was singing, that's why I have to excuse myself. I have to go write down some scriptures. Amen. Because we live in a day and age where people question the very existence of God. Amen. They question God's sovereignty. They question His power. And as they were singing, the Lord just, all these scriptures just started running through my mind. So I said, okay, Lord, even though I prepared a whole weekend this morning, amen. I mean, it was important that we do what God says to us. So we pray that someone would get something out of this today. And it's for someone. Amen. We're going to read verses 1 and verses 14 through 24 of Psalms 118. Amen.
Amen.
For those that have it, your Bibles, if you don't have it, it is on the screen. First one reads, oh give,
thanks.
Oh give,
thanks.
Whatever you're going through, we have to do what?
Give
thanks unto the Lord, for He is.
Hey,
we can just make a little message for ourselves.
Come on.
I can thank God because He is good. And because His mercies endure, people are getting tired of me. How many know God don't get tired? His mercies endure. Yes, Lord. The Lord is my first verse 14. Alright? The Lord is my
strength.
Who's my strength?
The Lord.
There's something about the Lord. The Lord is my strength. And it's become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth
valiantly.
I shall not die, but live and declare. Yeah, somebody might try to take me out, but how many know if God's on your side?
Amen.
confused. It's become the headstone of the corner. This is hallelujah. You can't do it and I can't do it. But this is who's doing? This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. How many know that this is a not tomorrow, not yesterday. Hallelujah. But this is a day that the Lord has made. Can somebody rejoice? Can we rejoice and be glad in it? Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we thank you for being such a good God. Lord, we thank you for being a mighty Savior. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you are whatever we need, whenever we need it, because you're God. And besides you, there is no other. But Lord, we ask you today to speak. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus to comfort troubled heart. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh God, to stabilize unstable minds. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you to give the power and spirit of conviction to those that are ready to give up. And Lord, we ask you to send the word that it may heal. Lord, send the word that it might deliver, and send the word that it might set free. And Lord, we thank you in advance for what we know you're going to do. And can the church say in Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen. You may be seated. How many of y'all know that old gospel song that says, something, something down inside of me. When things don't look so positive, I'm so glad I know the Lord. I said, something down inside of me, when it seems like everything is coming against me, and it's telling me to, come on, telling me to go ahead. Hallelujah. I might be facing some hardships. I may be facing some difficulties. But I got something down inside of me. Lord, thank you. And it's not telling me to quit. It's not telling me to be sorrowful. It's not telling me.
They don't know who he is.
Amen. And by the time we finish today, with the help of the Lord, we shall know. Verse 1 of Exodus 5 reads, "And after Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, 'Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my the devil's been trying to hold God's people bound a long time. But I heard him say, let my anybody just want to be free?
Prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he
shall never taste death. He said, all thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead. And the prophets are dead. Who maketh thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I myself, my honor is nothing. He said, but if I honor my father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God, yet ye have not known him, but I know him. If I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. So your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Wait a minute. Jesus is in the New Testament. Abraham is in the Old Testament. So how did Abraham see his day and rejoice and was glad? He goes on to say, then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, yes, Lord.
Union. it says, right? So if you're in union, you can be?
Jew.
Well, let's go. Then the Jews took up stones. Well, you ain't got a stone in union. Why do you have a stone in union?
Come on,
be separate. You can be what? Two. They took up stones and stoned them. And Jesus answered, he said, many good works have I done. For which of those good works are you trying to stone me? And in that verse says, go to the next. Oh no, go back, sorry. You're right. Jews asked him, saying, for a good work, we're not stoning you for your works. He said, but the problem is this, you are blaspheming. Because your eyes. That's why you cannot figure this out. He said, because so many. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1. We're going to go to verse 8 first in Revelation chapter 1. So, and if we're going to tie Revelation chapter 1 in, I believe it's with Isaiah chapter 41 and 44. We're going to tie Revelation verse 1, 8 and 11 of Revelation 1. We're going to tie it in with Isaiah 41 and 44, and I believe 46 also. Right. So we're trying to figure out. Come on, y'all, help me out. Help me, come on. Y'all are going to the boring church when you sit there and everybody just falls asleep.
It's just so boring.
So y'all talk to me. Y'all talk to you. Amen. And I'll stop my competition. Right. So verse 8 of Revelation 1 reads. He said, I am
Alpha.
I am Alpha, which is the Greek means the beginning. And I am, which in the Greek means, wait a minute. How you gonna be two things? How you gonna be the beginning and the end? So he said, I'm Alpha and I am Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. I mean which was, how you gonna be all that? Because he is the Lord. He is the Lord. He said, I'm the Lord and besides me there ain't no other. Because I was, I am, and I'm coming back. Hallelujah. Who is the Lord? And I am the Lord of lords. Just let the Bible speak. Because the scripture said the word of God is not of any private. That's why there's so many doctrines out there, because people privately interpret it. Let God be God, and let God speak. How can he be the bread and the water? How can he be the Father and the Son? Because he is the Lord. He said, besides me,
open the door, because he is the door.
Yes. He said, what? Peace be up to you. Ben says, he's to Thomas, reach him, and behold, I am. Now, who are you talking about? The Lord. But the Lord of God is?
My Lord.
But he's speaking to who?
God.
You know, it's like, listen, God has not changed. You can believe it's Malachi, or one of them says 3:6 or 4. The Lord has not changed. God is the same from beginning. But God cannot operate